Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. So I had a pretty scary experience this week. It was about bedtime. I had sent my daughters to bed, and I was going to check on them to make sure everybody was good before it was lights out. And I rounded the corner out of my kitchen down to the hallway where my daughter's bedrooms are, and I heard a man's voice. A deep, burly man's voice. And if you're not familiar, I'm the only dude in my household. And I freaked out. I took off running down the hallway, ready to destroy or assault any would-be intruder or anything like that. And I had just flung my daughter's door open. And that's when I realized she was sitting on her bed with her school laptop, listening to my podcasts. I'm like, thanks for the heart attack. Why are you listening to my podcast right now? She's like, oh, I like learning from you. And, you know, my kids spent 6 weeks of the summer on the road with me speaking at Bible camps and stuff. So I was pretty surprised and grateful that she would still want to hear from me. But she's like, I like learning from you. You talk about the things that I enjoy, stuff like that. So she wanted to go back and listen to some of the audio chapters and stuff off my podcast. And I was grateful that she was doing that. But then the thought hit me. I was like, man, she really shouldn't have to go to a podcast to learn from me. Am I taking the time to intentionally pour into my daughter? Yes, I'm not going to have a sermon on Uncle Iroh or, you know, Captain America every Sunday at church, but I should really take the time to intentionally pour into my daughter that way. In Isaiah 6, there's these verses 6 through 9 where it says, these commands that I give to you are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road. And when you lie down and when you get up, tie them up as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. And we see these instructions from Moses that basically tell us, make sure that we are intentionally putting the things of God out in front of our families and sharing them with them as much as we can, because it's important. Don't wait for the podcast. Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcasts, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.